You want to be a doormat? You want to be broke? You want people to not respect you? Why? Oh, because you want people to like you? Ignore that shit. Who cares? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, today's going to be a humbling episode for a number of reasons. Number one, it's never easy for a guy to admit that he needs help. At least it's not easy for me. And number two, I want to say straight out the gate that a lot of people are not going to be ready for this conversation. You might think that you are, but you're not. A lot of people, they want to take the easy route. And I don't blame you if you want to take the easy route, but this is advanced level type of shit. How you doing? No, how's it going? No, we're jumping right in. Why? Because this is very important. And this is something that I've been on the front lines of for the last couple weeks. Gentlemen, we need to understand that pain is part of our lives. And it's the fire that forges us into either the strongest metals or we just fizzle out and we burn. We burn like paper and we just, it's gone. What am I talking about? I'm talking about pain. Let me ask you something, my friends. Let me ask you something. This is going to be a very uncomfortable conversation, but we're going to have it. How many of you are suffering in silence right now? How many of you are unhappy with your life? How many of you have felt like, oh, you know what? Yeah, you know, I should be doing X, Y, or Z, but I'm not. How many of you have felt trapped in your own life? How many of you felt like somebody else is driving the show, even though it's your life? You feel powerless to change. You feel powerless to get ahead. You feel powerless to act. You feel like things just happen to you. Sound familiar? Yeah, straight up. You're not alone. In fact, anytime we start something new, anytime we get comfortable in what we're currently doing, anytime that we forsake growth for comfort, we sacrifice our success for being a little comfortable, a little bit secure in what we're doing, we're going to pick up cobwebs, proverbially cobwebs. And this is going to make it difficult to transmute our pain and our suffering. See, here's the problem. Pain is not a problem. I want to get that out the gate right now. And if you're living your life right now to avoid pain, you are a weak sack of shit. Yes, you heard me right. You are a weak sack of shit. Weak. Pathetic. If you are avoiding pain. Now, I'm not telling you you should be a masochist and derive enormous amounts of pleasure from your pain. Not what I'm saying. If you are, willing more power to you, but that's not the point. The point is that if you are not willing to take it on the chin, if you're not willing to go out there and fight the good fight, if you're not willing to go out there and be on the front lines of the battle for your life, for the causes you care about, then you are weak. And your ancestors are rolling over in their graves and they're sick of your disgusting behavior. I'm on y'all ass today. I'm not letting you get away with this shit no more. Why? Because I hold myself to that standard too. I hold myself to that standard. I am not gonna sit here and tell you to do something I'm not doing. I'm not here to get a check and laugh all the way to a Swiss bank. No. I'm sick of people pretending, oh, life is so hard and it should be easy. Never has life been easy. Not for one goddamn second. Never. And it's not supposed to be easy. It's not supposed to be painful. It's supposed to be hard. Because anything that's worth doing, you'll risk pain and it'll be hard. Period. End of story. You're doing something easy, you're weak. You're doing something that's, oh, I don't know. It's not hard, but it's not easy. I'm kind of just on lazy river. You're weak. And guys, let's be real here. You want the fine-ass chicks, right? Oh, I'm not saying you got to marry him. No. I'm saying you want the fine-ass chicks. You want the money, right? You want the peace? You want the quiet? You want the freedom? That comes at a cost. It's not free. Not free. One of the things I learned in the military is that freedom ain't free. Oh yeah, I know people got bumper stickers of like, yeah man, freedom ain't free. Do not diminish the importance of that statement. Gentlemen, I'll be real with you. I don't enjoy pain, but I'm learning to see it as not a problem, but as a productivity producer. If you look at some of the most beautiful paintings in the world, you look at some of the best music by some of the greatest composers of our time, Mozart, Beethoven, artists such as Michelangelo, such as Da Vinci. Do you think those men were happy? Do you think that they didn't have pain? They felt excruciating inner pain. You ever listen to Mozart's Requiem? You haven't? Then I don't know you. You are the reason why the world's going down the pipes if you don't even know about classical music. You know, I know men who are older, they're millennials, Gen X, boomers, silent generation even, that are still alive. They despise people under 30. Why? Because they see them as weak, uneducated, stupid, and very malleable. And you know what? I can't sit there and tell them that they're wrong. They're wrong about me, because I actively, you know, my friends, I'll be honest with you about something. You know what I've been listening to recently that I never in a million years thought I would listen to? I've been listening to the audiobook of Mein Kampf, written by good old A.H. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I've been listening to it. And you know what was interesting? Some of the guy's points was honestly, I found myself agreeing with some of the stuff he said. Now, not the part about the international jewelry and all that. No. That shit is where I'm like, where do you even come up with this stuff? That's like me saying that, oh, there are a lot of people who are African-American who play in sports. There must be a mafia going on. It's like, what? But that's besides the point. The point I'm trying to tell you is this. We need to stop just teaching people to not think for themselves, to not distinguish between what is just an emotional response and logic. We must teach people to be free thinkers. Free thinkers are the most educated and least likely people to be exploited. You think I like what he said? I'm listening to this audiobook. You think I enjoy what he says about Jews? Hell no! I think it's disgusting. But guess what? I'm still listening to it. Why? Because there's something to be gained by listening to the words of somebody who impacted the world in such a powerful way and got people behind him in large numbers. You think I like Karl Marx? No. His ideas have led to the deaths of millions of people. Guess what? I still listen to Das Kapital. I still listen to the Communist Manifesto. Why? Because you must understand the world you live in, and you must understand the opposition. Period. End of story. It's not enough to just know, oh, well, this is not good. That's what lemmings do. You know what a lemming is? A lemming is a rodent who would walk off a cliff if he saw another one of his kind walk off a cliff. Is that the kind of person you want to be? Oh, I don't like pain. Oh, the other generations had it easier. The fuck they did? No, they didn't. They didn't have it easier. They had it harder than you. They didn't have Google. They couldn't make a living producing content like this. Not that it's easy, but it's far more easier than going to the factory 7 days a week, 6 days a week. No health care, smoking, drinking, straight, no West Coasting, just straight going to the factory, the plant, the post office. You think this stuff's easy? No, it's not. But guess what? You've fallen for the bait that everything is easy, that pain is bad. Pain is bad. Work is bad. You found all these things. that, going to the gym is white supremacy. Oh, having a good looking body is misogynistic. All these things are... Stop being a victim, for God's sakes. I want you to reach behind you. You see this, you feel this thing running up your neck, you know, from your back? That's called your spine. Use that shit. Use it. And stop being weak. Stop being pathetic. It's disgusting. And trust me, it's gonna hurt. You think it's always gonna feel good? No. But guess what? It's like it goes back to the old adage of, oh, money doesn't buy happiness. Well, if I'm gonna be unhappy, whether I'm rich or broke, if I'm gonna be unhappy, whether I stand up for myself or I don't, I'm gonna stand up for myself. I'm gonna be rich. Why? Because it's better than the alternative. You wanna be a doormat? You wanna be broke? You want people to not respect you? Why? Oh, because you want people to like you? Ignore that shit. Who cares? Who cares if people like you? Who cares if you're going through life being admired by people, by some schmuck who knows nothing? Who cares if you are admired by people? I care about being admired by men who are knowledgeable. They're powerful. They are educated. They have actual gravitas to them, an old-timey political word. Gravitas, authority. They are real, strong thinkers, and their opinions hold more weight. Not just the average putz or schmuck in the street who thinks they know everything because they read CNN or MSNBC on their news app. They think they know what's going on. They know nothing. They know nothing. In the same way that if everybody who spends their life ignoring pain and pursuing pleasure are some of the weakest people, the most unhappy people on the planet are the hedonists, the pleasure seekers. Go make that one make sense. Do you want excitement or fulfillment, my friends? Because that's the question right there. Do you want to feel excitement or do you want to feel fulfilled in your life? Do you want to look back and say, my God, I put in that work and I got results and I'm proud of myself. Is that what you want? Or do you want to be the guy at the club watching girls shake their behinds, looking at the guys up at the top who are in the VIP while you're simping out down there on the floor? Oh, you want me to get down and dirty with it? Oh, yeah, I'll go there. Oh, yeah, I'll go there. Why? Because you got to hear that shit. You got to hear that you're nothing because you know you're garbage unless you've achieved something. You've done something. And if you have, and I know some of you are working towards it and have achieved, you get in that comment section and you let these men know that if you can't even afford a car and you're out here trying to get bitches, you're stupid. You out here, you don't got your own place like this and you're out there trying to get bitches, you're stupid. Go and experience some pain. Get on monk mode, for God's sakes. Get on monk mode. Step your game up. You'll feel good. You'll get out there and you'll start to feel like an actual man. Instead of just another boy with his pants sagging under his behind, or another punk in the street who thinks that somebody owes him something, that they should steal it from guys like us who live in this community who work for a living. You gotta steal it from us instead of go to get a job, you bum you. And I'm sick of it. Stop avoiding pain and start producing. Start doing something. My friends, I hope this encouraged you. Because I know somebody out here got to hear this. You got to light a fire underneath your behind. Get out there and do something. Get out there and keep pushing. Be like Sisyphus and keep pushing that boulder up that cliff, even if it rolls back down every day. Be like Sisyphus. Might do a whole video on that now that I'm thinking about it. We might do a whole show on Sisyphus and the myth of how Sisyphus kept pushing the boulder up the hill and it kept going back down and he kept at it. It was a curse. But a lot of men, they do that every day. And that's how you get successful in this life. There are no shortcuts. Stop looking for the shortcuts. My friends, I think I've said enough for the night. I think I got my point across. Help light that spark to get you off your behind and get out there and Get some electricity back in that system. Get the blood pumping. Get your heart going. Ready to get out there and win the day. One day at a time. 1 week at a time. 1 month at a time. 1 year at a time. That's how we be successful. That is how you win. My friends, take care. I'm out of here. You let me know what you think, what your comments are. I'd love to see them. And if you want to be a low life, I don't know, I think you're wrong, you made me feel bad, go write the FCC. Go get a therapist. Go whine on X and leave me alone. I'm out. Peace.